This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 21st of November, and this podcast episode is brought to you by asset inventory and network visibility company Run Zero. In today's top story, Belarusian hacktivist group, the Cyber Partisans, has hacked the GFRC, or Russian General Radio Frequency Center, which is a sub-agency of the Roskomnadzor, the Russian government's telecommunications watchdog. The Cyber Partisans said they gained access to the agency's internal network and stole more than 2 terabytes of emails and documents before trashing its domain controller and encrypting local workstations. The group boasted in Telegram and Twitter, saying the work of the chief Kremlin censor has been disrupted. The group claims the stolen documents show evidence of large-scale surveillance of people who've spoken out against the Putin regime over the past 20 years. The GRFC confirmed the breach in a statement to Russian news outlet Kommersant. However, the agency denied that any employee workstations were encrypted. The incident marks the second time the Roskomnadzor has dealt with a major security breach this year. In March, the anonymous hacker collective also breached and then leaked more than 800 terabytes of data from the agency's servers. Those leaked documents showed the agency was actively censoring the narrative around Russia's role in Ukraine, like prohibiting the use of the word invasion to describe Russia's so-called special military operation. In other news, the government of the small island nation of Vanuatu has been hit by a ransomware attack that crippled most of the government's IT networks and forced them to use pens and paper for daily operations. According to a report from the Sydney Morning Herald, a team from the Australian Cyber Security Centre is currently on site and helping officials there recover their network from the attack. The Indian government has published the long-awaited first draft of its upcoming data privacy law, known as the Digital Personal Data Protection Bill. According to the law's text, companies that operate in India and handle the personal data of Indian citizens must use clear and plain language to describe what data they'd collect and for what purpose. The new law includes many clauses that are similar to the EU's GDPR, such as requiring companies to notify users about security breaches and allowing users to delete their data from online services. Companies that fail to comply with this upcoming regulation risk some of the largest fines in the world for a privacy breach, fines up to the equivalent of $61 million. Staying with privacy regulation, and a coalition of 33 state attorney generals in the United States has urged the Federal Trade Commission to pass official regulation around online data collection practices. State officials say they're concerned about the alarming amount of sensitive consumer data that's being amassed, manipulated, and monetized by internet companies. Still in America, the United States Office of Management and Budget has ordered federal agencies to create an inventory of internal assets that rely on cryptographic systems that could be cracked by quantum computers in the coming years. Agencies have until May 4, 2023 to compile their lists. The memo comes as the White House has warned federal agencies about the rise of powerful quantum computers. The US National Security Agency also ordered that all government agencies that handle classified information must switch to using quantum-resistant encryption algorithms by 2035. 2 Russian government officials have submitted a bill to the Russian State Duma with an amendment to the Russian Criminal Code that would allow the Russian government to easily seize funds obtained through cybercrime offences. According to the bill's text, the government plans to use the seized funds to compensate victims. Threat intelligence company Recorded Future has published a report detailing a years-long influence operation carried out by the Iranian and Venezuelan governments that targeted audiences in Latin America. The campaign revolves around the Colombian businessman Alex Saab, who was extradited by the US from Cape Verde in 2020 for helping the Venezuelan government establish business ties with Iran. Recorded Future claims that since Saab's arrest, news outlets associated with the Iranian and Venezuelan governments, together with social media influencer accounts, have promoted the idea across Latin America that Saab was kidnapped by the US. Secure instant messaging service Wickr announced that it would shut down its free service to focus on its commercial offering. The company says it won't accept new user registrations from January next year and will discontinue the Wickr Me service entirely at the end of 2023. Amazon acquired Wickr in June 2021, integrating its primary end-to-end messaging product into Amazon's own on-demand secure instant messenger for AWS corporate customers. South Korean police have arrested 10 suspects who allegedly orchestrated a very targeted phishing campaign against owners of the popular Naver blogs. Police said the gang targeted 500 of the most popular blogs and managed to hack into 18. They made 200 million won, or $149,000, from reselling the accounts to third parties. Officials said that while they detained some suspects, they're still hunting for others who they believed helped the hackers. A threat actor going by the name of Intel Broker is claiming to have breached several US government agencies and is running ads on underground hacking forums offering more than 2 gigabytes of files stolen from the agency's networks for sale. Several security researchers have indicated that the ad might be a scam, as the actor hasn't provided any evidence of a widespread breach of the US government. The threat actor's name also seems to be tied to a new ransomware as a service portal called Endurance. And security researchers believe this might be a marketing campaign to draw affiliates to the new service. A report from Equinix security researcher William Thomas says members of the former Conti ransomware gang have scattered across the malware ecosystem following the catastrophic leak of its source code and internal chats. According to Thomas, evidence suggests that former Conti members are now part of other ransomware gangs like Quantum, Royal and Black Baster. In addition, Thomas notes that older campaigns that were previously linked to the Conti gang but operating under different names, such as Karakurt and Diavol, have also continued in 2022 despite the leaks. Thomas says that tracking Conti as a monolithic threat group is unrealistic given how the cybercriminal ecosystem operates and doesn't accurately account for how developers, operators, or affiliates often contract their services to multiple ransomware groups. Cybersecurity firm Unit 221B said it found a design flaw in the encryption scheme of the Zeppelin ransomware in February 2020 and has been using this vulnerability to allow victims to recover their files without paying the attackers ever since. Unit 221B disclosed its findings at the Black Hat Security Conference held last week in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, after noticing that attacks with the Zeppelin ransomware slowed down to a crawl this year, suggesting that the gang has lost faith in their encryptor. That is all the news for this podcast edition. Closing the episode, we have the principal security researcher at Run Zero, Pierce Barry, who will be sharing some insights on some recent Trail of Bits research on ABI violations on the PyPI repository.
Researchers with Trail of Bits recently published findings around Python packages containing CPython Application Binary Interface, or ABI, violations. This research looked at some Python packages available via PyPI, which is the official third-party software repository for Python, and utilized a new open-source tool from Trail of Bits called ABI 3 Audit. From a survey of about 350 packages, they discovered ABI version violations in approximately 15% and outright ABI violations in 3%. Use of these inconsistently and incorrectly tagged packages can potentially lead to crashes and exploitable memory corruption due to undetected ABI differences. You can read all the details and learn more about the ABI 3 audit tool at blog.trailofbits.com.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.